Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly met Tuesday night to certify the election results from the municipal elections on October the 5th. Results for the 2021 Kenai Peninsula municipal election include 52,638 registered voters. Of that, 8,723 ballots were cast for a total turnout of 16.57%. Starting with the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly seats, for East Peninsula District 6, Cindy Eklund beat incumbent Ken Carpenter. Brent Hibbert, who ran unopposed in the District 1 Kalifornsky seat, was re-elected. The District 9 South Peninsula seat, Mike Tupper beat Dawson Slaughter and Ashton Callahan. For Kenai City Council, where you voted for no more than two, Deborah Sonarts and James Baisden had received the most votes out of all five who ran. They beat Victoria Askin, Alexander Dothit, and James Jim Duffield. For Soldotna City Council, Linda Farnsworth Hutchings, who ran unopposed, was reelected. For Seat B, Dan Nelson beat incumbent Eric Hugarty. For Seat C, incumbent Jordan Chilson beat Micah Shields. Seward City Council, where you voted for no more than two, John Osenga and Michael B. Calhoun were the two top vote-getters, beating Randy Wells and Leighton Radner. Seward Proposition Number 1 had passed. To Soldovia City Council, where you voted for no more than two, the top two vote-getters were Jennifer Swick and John J. Kennedy. They both beat John P. Kohlberg and Maggie A. Langvart. For Soldovia City Council, Harmony Payton ran unopposed. Soldovia Proposition Number 1 did not pass by a vote of 36-33. Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education, for the District 2 Kenai seat, Matthew Morris ran unopposed. For the District 5 seat in Sterling Funny River, Jennifer Waller beat Benjamin Miller. And for the District 8 seat in Homer, Tim Doherty beat Brittany Bradshaw. Full details, RadioKenai.com. News of the Taliban's resurgence in Afghanistan was difficult to hear for many, including Anchorage resident Joe Brady. His siblings and his father, along with his father's wife, were living at the time in Afghanistan. With the help of several people, the family was able to take a flight from the Kabul airport and flee the country back in August, hours before chaos erupted in that same location. Brady told Alaska's news source,
"I don't use the word miracle often, but this whole story, it is. The last couple of days been just getting used to it and relaxing because it's been a long journey to get here and they're finally getting some rest."
His family members that escaped left the life as they knew it behind and made numerous stops along the way to the U.S. before eventually ending up at Fort McCoy in Wisconsin, where more than 12,000 Afghan refugees had been staying. Brady's family stayed there for nearly a month before arriving at their new home in Anchorage last week. Brady was reunited with his father, Karim Bostani, and met his siblings for the first time. Bostani told Alaska's news source,
"For 43 years, it's been war after war, and I haven't seen Afghanistan stable. And they're talking about the reinfrastructure of Afghanistan. I haven't seen none. All the electricity is even gone. People, poverty, despair, no water. It's total wrong. I'm going to say that. We're going to have to help, and we're going to unite helping each other in this matter."
Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Soldotna, Alaska state troopers stopped a white Ford Ranger for speeding near mile marker 101.5 of the Sterling Highway, just south of the Soldotna city limits. According to the online state trooper dispatch, this happened Monday, October 11th, just after 1 a.m. A subsequent investigation resulted in the driver, an unidentified 17-year-old male from Soldotna, being charged with DUI and issued a minor offense citation for driving without a license, minor consuming alcohol, minor operating a motor vehicle after consuming alcohol, as well as for a speeding violation. The passenger in the vehicle, identified as 19-year-old Nicholas Basson of Soldotna, was issued a minor offense citation for a minor consuming alcohol. In addition, a second passenger, identified as 18-year-old Lucas Standifer of Soldotna, placed under arrest for sixth-degree misconduct involving controlled substances and violation of conditions of release, and was additionally issued a minor offense citation for minor consuming alcohol. Standifer was remanded to Wildwood Pretrial Facility. Basson, as well as the unidentified 17-year-old male, were released to a responsible adult. This according to the online Alaska State Trooper dispatch. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.